Hello. Welcome to Discovering Jazz, where you and I together discover great music, picking up information to keep jazz old and new alive. My name is Larry Sadman, here in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, sponsored by Peterborough Independent Podcasters. Let's start today's episode, part two. No, actually part five, since I did three programs on this theme 6 years ago, of the jazz solo. Some of the most known and some of the best, and what makes them so good. Starting with one you'll find if you Google Charlie Parker's famous alto break. A recording on Dial Records from March 28, 1946 of Dizzy Gillespie's A Night in Tunisia. A writer for the website Dead Like Jazz writes, "While Parker's solo is nothing short of brilliant, it's the short, blazing, improvised cadenza with which he begins it that still stands as a challenge to anyone attempting a life in jazz. It's 8 seconds or so of blazing invention, one of those rare meetings of virtuoso technique and creative expression that feel like diamonds when one first stumbles upon one of them." Unquote. Let's hear it. It's a Charlie Parker septet with Parker in alto sax, Lucky Thompson on tenor, Miles Davis trumpet, Dodo Mamoroso on piano, Vic McMillan bass, Roy Porter drums, and Arvin Garrison on electric guitar. A Night in Tunisia. The solo break is at the 1 minute and 18 second mark. The Charlie Parker Septet, A Night in Tunisia. The solos in order were Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, Lucky Thompson, then Arvin Garrison. You want to hear that cadenza that opens Parker's solo again? The famous alto break? Here it is. A A lot of the solos I'm playing for you in this series were inspired by an article in the October 2017 issue of Jazz Times called Essential Solos. And that's where a number of jazz musicians and journalists describe their favorite solos. And the player who was mentioned the most, none other than John Coltrane. No surprise. Here's one that was selected by saxophonist, composer, and big band leader Bob Mintzer, Resolution, from 1965's A Love Supreme. He states that Coltrane creates an incredible arc that incorporates the melody within soloing as if it is all composed or perhaps all improvised, unquote. And he describes how as it progresses, he reaches unbelievable heights in emotion and intensity, and he goes for this screaming high note in the exact right place. Here it is. Thank you. John Coltrane, Resolution from A Love Supreme, with McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, and Elvin Jones drums. Now for one that I played on episode 256 on Beginnings and Endings, and where Victoria trumpet player Patrick Boyle sent it originally because of the interesting ending. He sent it again as an example of a great solo, referring to the group leader David Acapinti and his guitar solo. This is called The Great One. And there are also nice solos from David Restivo on piano and Jim Vivian bass. And the drummer is Kevin Dempsey. The Great One, David Acapinti.
Thank you.
from 1997. The great one, guitarist David Accominti, with David Restivo on piano, Jim Vivian bass, and Kevin Dempsey on drums. Let's go back to that Essential Solos article from Jazz Times magazine. Drummer Antonio Sanchez chose something from Chick Corea's classic 1968 album, Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. And the track he recommended was Matrix. He stated, and I quote, "I often cite Chick's solo on Matrix as a perfect example of motivic development and storytelling. The way he connects his ideas is a perfect example of what a solo should be. It has incredible momentum, originality, clarity, and subtlety. And the interplay between Chick, Marislavitos, and Roy Haynes is always fresh and unpredictable." Unquote. Let's hear it. Matrix, Chick Corea. Matrix, Chick Corea from Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, with Miroslav Vitos on bass and Roy Haynes drums. Now for our recommendation from somebody in the Jazz World site. Stephen Saxon talked about Cannonball Adderley's alto sax solo in the song I Can't Get Started from an album that he did with Nancy Wilson. He stated, "It's just gorgeously played from top to bottom. It is also impressive that one of the ballads on an album that features a singer has a singer completely laying out. It's an alto sax solo ballad. And as great as Nancy sings every other tune, just over half the tunes, he completely nails this track. I Can't Get Started. Cannonball Adderley with Joe Zalvinal piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Nat Adderley cornet." Thank you. Cannonball Adderley. This is part 5 of Essential Solos, Improvisations You Need to Know. These are solos that have mostly been selected by experts in the world of jazz. We haven't had any drummer bass solos yet, so let's remedy that. While most of these selections are suggested either by that Jazz Times article I've been talking about, or on the Jazz World or Canadian Jazz Recordings Facebook site, for this one, I'm going to present a solo that I really like, and I selected. I did present a recommended drum solo on a previous episode, way back in part 2, which was in 2019, Discovering Jazz, episode 52. There I played Elvin Jones soloing on a Larry Young track. This time I want to present a Victoria drummer and a solo I really like from an album under his own name, Kelby McNair. Remarkable to me are all the solos, especially Phil Dwyer's saxophone solo. But what stood out for me was that soft, subtle drum solo. This sounds too understated to actually be a solo. The album's called Measure of Light from 2012. This is Park Time, Kelby McNair. Thank you. Kelby McNair, Part Time, with Phil Dwyer on saxophone, Daniel Lapp trumpet, Miles Black on piano, Tom Wakeling bass, and Kelby McNair, composer, leader, and drums. Now for a bass solo with Jaco Pastorius, just his electric bass with a percussion backup, recommended by New York bassist Linda May Han Oh. She talks about his use of extension or upper structures, not commonly associated with bass solos, as well as phrasing that pushes over typical groupings of measures and choruses. Also, his diverse choices in range, rhythm, and articulation, and the slick and unexpected key change. It's Charlie Parker's Donna Lee, Jaco Pastorius. Jaco Pastorius, Donna Lee, from his 1976 self-named solo album with Don Alias on congas. Time for one more long one, and we're hearing it in the background here. This was recommended by New York saxophonist and clarinetist Ken Poplowski from an album called Sunny Side Up. It's not uncommon for great jazz artists to get audiences excited by having contests, especially saxophonists. They are known as cutting contests. Poplowski states that here is the right way to approach such a contest. No grandstanding or cheap tricks, just constant invention and musical focus. He states that the solos, short and long, are full of rhythmic, tonal, and harmonic surprises. It's called The Eternal Triangle with Sonny Rollins and Sonny Stitt on tenor saxes, along with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Ray Bryant piano, Tommy Bryant bass, and Charlie Persip drums. I'm Larry Sagman, inviting you to tune in to the last episode of this series on great solos. Well, actually, you always hear great solos on Discovering Jazz, don't you? Bye for now.